Guess what? We have new research to discuss. You know how much I love that. So we are talking about a new study coming out of Germany that suggests that while people tend to get lower on the Machiavellianism scale as they get older, their levels of narcissism don't change. And that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going.
So I know we've talked about this before, but just to be safe, in case you're new around here, I'm going to go ahead and define the Machiavellian personality as well as the narcissistic personality. So in psychology, Machiavellianism refers to a personality trait where the person is so focused on their own interests and their own selves that they have zero concern about manipulating, deceiving, exploiting other people to achieve their goals. And yes, this is one of the traits that is in what is called the dark triad, of course, the other two being narcissism and psychopathy. Now, what is narcissistic personality disorder? Let's talk about that. So we know that narcissism is a term used to describe a preoccupation with oneself, and that it includes that same preoccupation with what someone wants, needs, and desires. It's self-admiration on an extreme level, but it also includes a big need to be admired by other people. And I would add a marked lack of empathy.
So digging into this study author Michael Gross said that narcissism was especially interesting to him because of the dynamic and because of the fact that it's kind of a multifaceted personality disorder. Because narcissistic people, for example, can be very charismatic on one hand, very entertaining and exciting, and then they can also be super antisocial on the other hand. And of course, as we all know very well, the study suggested that narcissistic people don't really show their hidden side to people until they get to know them, and the initial like charm and charisma will fade away. So we're going to dig into this study. Take a look.
So the researchers pulled together just over 7,500 high school graduates who were participating in an ongoing study. They surveyed these students regarding their education, their life events, their personalities, and a few other factors every 2 years between the ages of 19 and 30. Some interesting findings, though. They said, for one thing, the average level of narcissistic admiration, which is, of course, just a dimension of grandiose narcissism, pretty much stayed the same between the ages of 20 and 30. But in general, the average level of Machiavellianism did decrease between those ages, 20 and 30. Now they said, maybe that's not that big of a deal, but it laid the groundwork for them to really work on a bunch of different developmental theories, as well as for future research on narcissism and other cluster B personality types. They also noted that these findings were especially strong because they were based on a really simple analysis that only had a few assumptions, and because there were large samples of high school graduates in the study. They noted that certain life events were linked to positive and negative changes in the narcissists and the Machiavellianists. Is that a word? Anyway, for example, they said that they found out that the Machiavellianism only decreased with early adults who actually started a job and thought it was a good thing. They experienced it as a positive event. Those who didn't start a job or who didn't think that the starting of the job was a good thing, they thought it was negative, those did not see a decrease in Machiavellianism. Of course, their conclusion was that people who get a job they like in early adulthood could mitigate Machiavellianism. They also noticed that changes in their sleeping habits, eating habits, or changing to another university or apprenticeship, and the end of a romantic relationship, all of those things appeared to be related to increases in narcissistic admiration, but only if those things were seen as a good thing, as a positive event. On the other hand, they noticed that if someone experienced a failure on an important exam, and thought of it as a negative thing, they also increased their narcissistic admiration, which again is part of the grandiosity thing. With all of that being said, they said you can't really make a bunch of claims based on this. They said that in order to legitimize it, you know, they would have to do more research with a different statistical analysis. And they also noted that the life events were simply exploratory and that they didn't do this with a hypothesis in mind. So basically, they say that it just needs to be confirmed by further research. So I think this is a really interesting study, and I think it kind of asks us to look at the aging narcissist a little deeper. I'm really curious as to what you think about this study.
So this brings me to the question of the day. question of the day. And the question of the day is, what do you think about all of this? Do you think a person's life events have anything to do with their level of narcissism or toxicity? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I can't wait to hear what you think about this one. All right, now I want to offer a quick shout out to my amazing channel members. Take a look. I really appreciate that you took a chance on me and that you're here supporting my mission here at YouTube to help survivors of narcissistic abuse discover, understand, and overcome their situations so that they can evolve and become the people they truly want to be. Thank you. It means so much to me. My awesome channel members and inner circle include
Angela Falsetta, Susan Marion, Roxanne Antle, Deborah, Black Caesar, Life's Revival, Trisha Wolf, James F., Marlene, Jen Archer, Sarah Lee, and Patricia Keenum. Thank you all so much.
Again, thank you so much. All right, that's all I've got for right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right down there. And remember, you're never alone. You always have your Spanily. I'll see you soon.